I'm going to read Psalm 96 that our recitation comes from. You can hear our recitation in the middle of Psalm 96. Sing to Yehovah a new song. Sing to Yehovah all the earth. Sing to Yehovah, bless His name. Proclaim His salvation from day to day. Tell His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Yehovah, and to be praised exceedingly. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are vain gods. But Yehovah made the heavens. Majesty and honor are before Him. Strength and adornment are in His sanctuary. Give to Yehovah, O families of the peoples. Give to Yehovah glory and strength. Give to Yehovah the glory of His name. Bear an offering and come into His courts. Worship Yehovah in the splendor of holiness. Travail before Him all the earth. Say among the nations, Yehovah reigns. The world also is established, it shall not be moved. He will minister judgment to the peoples in justice. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea thunder and its fullness. Let the field triumph and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing aloud before Yehovah. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the peoples with his faithfulness. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine. And in this lesson, listen to what it says about what happens when we give gifts to the Lord. Who is really giving the gift and who is getting the gift? Arcana Celestia 99:38. Acts of worship among the Israelitish and Jewish nation were chiefly burnt offerings, sacrifices, and grain offerings. They were called gifts and offerings made to Yehovah. Although Yehovah, that is the Lord, does not receive any gifts or offerings, but He gives to everyone freely. Nevertheless, He wills that these offerings should come from man as from Himself, provided man acknowledges that they are not from himself, but from the Lord. For the Lord imparts the affection of doing good from love, and the affection of speaking truth from faith. The affection itself flows in from the Lord, and it appears as if it were in the man, and thus from the man. For whatever a man does from the affection which is of love, he does from his life, because love is the life of everyone. From this it is evident that what are called gifts and offerings made to the Lord by man are in their essence gifts and offerings made to man by the Lord. And their being called gifts and offerings is from the appearance. All who are wise in heart see this appearance, but not so the simple. And yet, the gifts and offerings of the simple are pleasing, insofar as they are offered from ignorance in which there is innocence. Innocence is the good of love to God, and it dwells in ignorance, especially with the wise in heart. For they who are wise in heart know and perceive that there is nothing of wisdom in themselves, from themselves, but that everything of wisdom is from the Lord, that is, everything of the good of love and everything of the truth of faith. Thus they see that even with the wise, innocence dwells in ignorance. From this it is evident that the acknowledgement of this, and especially the perception of it, is the innocence of wisdom. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.